something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
Years ago, I would like to pray in an inspired way. And to do that, often I'll put a tape on. I put a tape on, an inspiring message. I put it on and raise the volume. And then I'm here praying. I may not be praying along with the tape, you know, but I'm hearing the word of God as I'm praying. Now, that will help. So I'm praying. And then once in a while, I hear something inspiring from there. And I just go to the next level. Whoa! You know, I listen again. And I used to help me like that. Some other times I put some music on, some very inspiring music. The very slow one will make you sleep, you know. So I like to worship like that with all those worship songs, you know. But I got to the point where I didn't need them. I didn't need them anymore. I mean, all I need is just to decide I'm ready to pray. And I'm on. Just one snap of the finger and I'm gone. And I'm gone straight. See, you get to work with the Spirit of God to that point where you don't need all that staring up, you know. Staring up and God bringing you out to say, look at the stars and thou be able to number them. You don't need to look at the stars. You need to come out. By being inside, you can see the stars. You get what I'm talking about? Yeah, there's a time in your life where God doesn't need to push you and push you and push you. Hallelujah. And of course, you're on your way. Hallelujah. So you get yourself into the room like that and bring in those instruments of your business and you start speaking in other tongues. And as you speak in other tongues, the inspiration is present. And that inspiration will give you more words in the spirit. And as you speak those words, the anointing flows. And now you start laying your hands and prophesying and speaking in tongues. And the anointing is being released upon the instruments of your business. You know, you're laying your hands. You're there with your children, your family. Glory to God. Whatever it is you sell, bring it in. Hallelujah. If you sell things in drums, pull them in. Every once in a month, pull them in. Lock the doors fast. And lay your hands on those things that you sell. And pour upon them. Prophesy on them. What do you say? What is it you deal with? Oh. You say you got salesmen? Do you? Okay. Once a month, bring them all in. And pray and worship and pour upon them. Pour upon them and then lay hands on them in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, they fall in love with you. They want to do business with you. Lay hands on them in the name of Jesus. Send them out. Look, we've got something we are not using. Are you hearing me? No child of God has any right to be poor or to be under. Never suffer. Refuse to suffer. You're a blessed person. You got more power than your mind could ever fathom. Shut yourself in and pour. The Bible says, when the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. As you speak, speak, speak. You say, what am I going to say? Pray in tongues first. By the time you say, he says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. He says, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also. It is the understanding that is the also. Do you get it? But we think that the spirit is the also. So we major on the understanding and minor on the spirit. And that's wrong. See? So by the time you pray in the Holy Ghost, the anointing will be present there and you will not lack words to speak. He says, open your mouth and I'll fill it. You put words in there. You find yourself saying things you never thought you were going to say. You'd find yourself prophesying. Oh, glory to God. Why did he tell us to prophesy? It says, in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Why? What's so important about prophesying? To prophesy means to speak words of power. God knows that your mouth will lead you in the way that he has planned for you. And so he says, open your mouth now, fill it. You put words in your mouth that will lead you in the course that he has charted for you. See, the moment you understand this, I mean, your very outward appearance will even change. I'm telling you, it'll even change. You know, I can tell when someone believes in himself. It shows in the way you walk. It shows in things you do. It shows. I can tell. When you believe that God is with you, you're ready all the time. You may have only one shirt, but that one shirt will continually be neat. Because you know you're God's man. You'd press it and make it good. Because you're ready. Because God may just have you talk to somebody today. And you want to be ready. You have answers ready. I can tell. And God wants you ready. She shut herself and her family in and poured. Through prayer and your faith declaration, that's the way you pour. Pour. Pour the anointing upon the instruments of your business. Pour the anointing on them. Get all those your fires and bring them in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Get all those things you use for your job. Bring them into your bedroom now. Shut the door and pour upon them. Use what you've got. See what happened to that woman when she brought the vessels in, and the anointing came on all the vessels. The anointing came upon the one she had. And as she poured, it wouldn't stop. She poured, it wouldn't stop. And see, they were all full. And she said, what? Man, oh man. She called her son, said, get more. They said, we've collected all the vessels in this whole block. And everybody's coming out. Why are you asking for vessels? Said, hold on. My mama wants it. Ah, no more vessels. It's now whole block. Everybody's vessel was in that woman's house, full of oil. And then the oil stopped flowing. She said, look what we got here. Now, notice the next thing. She didn't say, hey, take one out and tell the prophet we have finished. No, she went to tell the prophet, said, look what we got here. I mean, the whole place is full of oil. What are we going to do? Ah, the man said, now, you go sell some of it. And then get the money to pay off your debt and leave on the rest of it. They started out a business. Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul.
I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambo Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.